And dictation for Loreen, L-O-R-E-E-N, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, August 639, address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, for 631713. Dear Dr. Holmes, follow-up for Loreen. I saw her in the hospital back in June 23, at that time with hyponatremia, hypoosmolality, thought to be related to hypovolemic state, at that time preserved kidney function, normal potassium acid base, and blood pressure. She was in the hospital for shortness of breath, pleural effusion, thoracocentesis was done. I'm not aware of infection. Did receive antibiotics. Was exposed to vancomycin. Since then, she's been in the hospital for pneumonia and recently treated for urinary tract infection with Bactrim. She developed a skin rash, pruritus, evaluated in the emergency room. Bactrim discontinued, changed to Cipro. Did return to the emergency room for similar symptoms, received Medrol that caused severe hyperglycemia, comes accompanied with husband, Jan, presently no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, does have reflux, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, bleeding. There has been severe anemia. In the emergency room, a stool sample was negative for blood. She denies right now symptoms of burning, cloudiness of blood, supposed to be doing salt restriction. They believe she has lost like 20 pounds over the last 6-9 months. Denies chest pain, palpitations. Denies increase of dyspnea. Denies purulent material hemoptysis or pleuritic discomfort. Is not using any oxygen or CPAP machine. Next paragraph, present medications. Included aspirin, Lipitor, Bisoprolol, Bumex, Eliquis, Glipizide, Insulin 7030, Valsartan, V-A-L-S-A-R-T-A-N, off Aldactone, complete discontinue Bactrim, added to allergy list, and completed apparently Cipro. Next paragraph, present weight 166, 63 inches tall, blood pressure by nurse 122/64. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness, minimal edema, few petechia on the legs, some bruises, I don't see rash, I don't see mucosal compromise. She's blind from the right side. She sees cardiology Dr. Alkik, A-L-K-K-I-E-K. I review his last notes for AFib and diastolic type congestive heart failure. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine was elevated, 2.39. Repeat down to 1.29. The low sodium 124 improved to 131. Potassium remains high at 5.4. Normal acid base. Glucose close to 300. Corrected calcium normal. the most recent hemoglobin 7.9, normal platelet, MCV 96, white blood cell elevated with neutrophils, probably from the steroids, pro-BNP in the 7,000, urine analysis negative for protein, negative for blood, 2 plus glucose, no bacteria, 10 to 20 white blood cells. Normal liver function test, except for a minor elevation ALT. Urine culture recently Proteus, more than 100,000 colonies. Recent 3T4 normal. I do not see an echocardiogram report. A CT scan of the chest without contrast. This is from September. Heart appears normal size. There was severe calcification atherosclerosis of the coronary arteries. Atelectasis, right more than left base. Prior pleural effusion improved. Airspace disease improved. Atherosclerosis aorta. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury likely represents the effect of Bactrim. She was evaluated in the emergency room. There was no evidence for sepsis. There has been no gastrointestinal losses. Prior imaging, CT scan, and ultrasound, no obstruction or urinary retention. The electrolyte abnormalities of high potassium also relates to Bactrim. The low sodium concentration relates to acute renal failure. Does have underlying CHF diastolic type. She needs to continue salt fluid restriction, diuretics, continue diabetes cholesterol management, and repeating chemistries. If persistent high potassium, we will force to discontinue ARB valsartan. I'm concerned about the severe anemia without evidence of external bleeding. I do not see iron studies. We are going to add it, including reticulocyte count, B12 folic acid. Given the renal failure and anemia, I'm going to check for monoclonal protein. No symptoms of uremia and cephalopathy. No indication for dialysis. All issues discussed at length with the patient and family member. Further advice with blood test results, end of dictation.